Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria up to 23, Johannesburg 22, and Rustenburg 24 degrees. The National Prosecuting Authority has confirmed that no charges will be filed in an alleged rape case of a minor in Matatiel. It's the case which led to a nationwide protest under Justice for Tswetswe, and this follows a review by both local prosecutors and the Office of the Director of the Eastern Cape Public Prosecution.
They concluded that there is no evidence of rape or sexual assault after the minor girl was interviewed and examined by medical practitioners and forensic social workers.
That was the spokesperson for the MPA, Ntunzi Maga. The story is on jackrandfm.com. Just click on news. Another big one today, the police in KwaZulu-Natal launched a manhunt for the killers of 8 people in Umlazi. The victims between the ages of 22 and 40 were shot in the Zama informal settlement. The provincial spokesperson for the police, Robert Nechunda, has more details.
It is reported that the victims were inside their dwelling when an unknown number of suspects entered and opened fire, killing them at the scene. Investigations into the possible motive of the killings are underway.
The Provincial Police Commissioner and Premier Tami Mthuli visited the crime scene earlier today. And after violent community protests in Dullstroom, Mpumalanga this week, the police have arrested 3 suspects for public violence and damaging police vehicles during a protest. An 18-year-old and a 34-year-old allegedly led a community protest on Thursday and threw stones at 3 police vehicles. And a 43-year-old man was also arrested for interfering with police duties and threatening officers at the station. In other news, President Cyril Ramaphosa says he's looking forward to engage with US President Donald Trump to iron out any issues between the two countries. He's expected to travel to Washington on Wednesday to mend strained relations between South Africa and the USA.
Whether we like it or not, we are joined at the hip and we need to be talking to them. You also negotiate with those that you may have differences with. So that's how we are going to approach these discussions.
And one of the ministers who will be joining Ramaphosa is the Minister of Agriculture, John Steenhuisen.
I think it's also a very good opportunity for President Ramaphosa to be able to meet with his counterpart to dispel some of the myths and misinformation that have been whispered in his ear about South Africa. There's no genocide in South Africa. It's not a single farm that's been expropriated without compensation.
And finally, the Prime Minister of Iraq, Mohammed Shia al-Sudani, says the country will provide $40 million US dollars for the reconstruction of Lebanon and Gaza after wars with Israel. His country is hosting the Arab League summit, and Iraq backs the creation of an Arab fund to support reconstruction efforts. They're saying this after crises in the region, and according to him, the money will be divided equally between the two countries. I'm Marlene Fischer. That's it from the news team today. Have a good Saturday.
Jacaranda FM plays music you love.
All that she wants is another baby.
Like this, number 20.
To throw my phone away, can't let my girls know bro been messing with my day. He act like he can't be replaced. Okay, well he gon' hate to see me leave, but love to watch me walk away. He knows.